bit of feedback to that. Hello and welcome to Buena Vista. This is a bonus episode. I am Ben, and I'm here looking at the calendar of events on the website furrycons.com. That's it. That's the intro. Here we go. February 26th to March 2nd, 2025 at the Novotel Gdansk in Gdansk, Poland. Gdacon 2025.
Those Polish furries?
Polish furries. February 28th, March 2nd, 2025, the Holiday Inn in Austin, Texas. That is Lone Star Furcon 2025.
Hey, do we get to punch any of these up? I'd say Gdansk the night away.
It doesn't really...
On the poster. I'd say that on the poster.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a really good
do
idea.
Do they do that? I'm not sure.
Do they
sure.
dance?
Oh, my
no, they're
God,
fucking.
Yeah.
They're fucking.
They're fucking and dancing because they,
they're
dancing
all... Are they dancing or they're just fucking?
Well, you know what, dancing...
And we
to.
Probably shouldn't say too much for due to our listener base.
Oh, no,
I'm
no.
I'm not saying this in
no.
a critical way. A lot of these are very online people, so they listen to a lot of electronic music. There's always like a rave at the con.
Yeah.
A lot of people sweating it up they inside the fursuits.
They ever do furry con at that venue from John Wick 2?
Yeah, I think they the night before. It would have been crazy if it rocked up on the same night.
They filmed one take and then they were like, all
Kevin
right.
Kevin Nash on the door in a fursuit.
they said, now for this second take, let's all take the heads off our suits, see how it looks. You know?
Yeah.
Wait, and they hit that one.
Sorry, I was thinking of a different nightclub. I was thinking of the nightclub from John Wick 1 where Kevin Nash is on the door. You're thinking of the Euro rave?
The Euro rave one, yeah. Imagine that, but it's full of furries and like John Wick's in there.
There's a rave in every movie. There's a rave in every one of them, to
true.
Be fair.
Yeah.
Like let's John also Wick which 4, one our favorite. Oh,
John
that's
Wick 4
my favorite
where he's fighting
one.
Scott Adkins in a fat suit inside a nightclub with a waterfall in it. You know?
Fuck, that's such
that's
a good
setting.
And somehow.
Setting, just like Blade.
And they say, okay, got to be a really cool setting. We got to get the lighting just right. The choreography has to be off the chain, you know? Music, it's got to be the worst thing you've ever heard in your fucking life. And it comes together every time in this beautiful melting pot. Perfection, you know?
Can I? This is an official recommendation of the show, but if you want a really good time, I want you to have the amount of edibles that you know you're okay with and then one more.
Yeah,
and I want you to watch
the
Himmel und Hölle scene from John Wick 4 and only watch the extras. Don't look at the fight.
Yes.
Just watch the people that are like pretending to be shocked, back to dancing. Looking a little shocked while dancing, back to dancing. Stopping, dancing. It is, it's an incredible organic high on top of the other high that you're experiencing.
Ben, we've been re-watching Detroiters.
Oh, I've been watching
what
it for the
progress.
First time.
Yeah, me too.
I'm almost finished it.
So is it the summer of Detroiters?
It's the summer of Detroiters.
It's the summer of Detroiters.
Yeah.
Only several years after they wrapped it up. But I was just watching the episode where with Kevin Nash playing Tim Robinson's father.
Oh my
that's
god!
Wonderful stuff.
That's
great.
So good.
So good.
Wonderful.
He's so fucking big.
Yeah, he's a big man. He's a large guy.
He's so large.
Eleanor, who is not
Kevin Max,
professional wrestling fan, was like, "What a beautiful man." And I said, ooh, and I immediately opened my phone and went to the folder of bookmarks titled Kevin Nash Pictures. I said, here's when he was known as Big Daddy Diesel.
Mm.
Got some long hair going on, you know.
Imagine if we didn't, what we could do as a society if we didn't have like 30% of our brain dedicated to IMDb graph search.
Hey, and in fairness, Kevin Nash, good politics, which is so fucking rare for a professional wrestler.
Yeah. And just like he aged so beautifully. He's a fucking massive silver fox.
Yep.
God.
Might see a few of those at the furry con.
Hey! Bringing it back! All right. Unfortunately, this next one has already been cancelled. It's March 1st to 4th at the Parque Estadual Intervales at the Ribeirão Grande in Sao Paulo, Brazil. That was Fur Camp 2025. No longer happening. But March 6th to 9th, 2025, at the Richmond Conference Center in Richmond, British Columbia. That is Vancouver 2025. That's pretty good. I think they nailed that one. At March 7th to 9th, the Sheraton Imperial Hotel in Durham, North Carolina. We have Bewhiskered 2025.
Bewhiskered.
Bewhiskered. Yeah.
I like that. That's good.
I have all of it, even in these hard times, and these like increasingly reactionary times.
Yes.
Mm.
They're still flying that fur flag.
Yeah, joy is an act of resistance.
I think that's beautiful. Yeah.
Okay, but don't say it in a way that it sounds like it might be sarcastic. You got to say it in a way.
I don't think any of us were. A lot of them are strapped too.
You've done it again. Well, a lot of them have got the strap. That's as later on. That's strictly after 8 p.m.
Knotting hour.
Don't. I keep seeing stuff for Knotfest, which is the Slipknot music festival, and being like, oh, is that a...
Never mind.
Slipknot.
Yeah. Not Slipknot a cat's
Fest.
Dick.
Yeah. Do cats have knots? I thought cats had barbs. Dogs had knots.
Oh, I'm learning a lot.
Hold on.
It's not important. We don't need to Lucy
seriously Googling.
What? No, it's okay.
Computer, show me cat penis.
Got it.
All right, now this next one. This cats is also.
Computer, they... pull up cat penis.
Oh, you can get one.
I got to set that up.
Oh, it's not been doing anything until now.
Didn't have that turned on.
You guys are just typing it in.
The bulbous glandis. Bulbous glandis, also called a bulb or knot, is an erectile tissue structure on the penis of canid mammals, dogs. Yes. Dogs
and
have
wolves.
The bulbous glandis.
Okay. I'm just trying to read out a list of furry events. You don't have to be
a
weird.
Wolf's a canid mammal.
Yeah, I don't have to start talking about like dog pussies or anything at furry con.
All right. Now, this one is also happening March 7th to 9th on the East Coast of America. And this is at the Hilton Washington at Dulles Airport in Herndon, Virginia. It's called Furthermore 2025.
Oh, okay.
Now, it's got an apostrophe before more, like it's an abbreviation of something, but I don't know what. But furthermore, there's a pun there.
I get it.
But I don't understand what the more is.
Yeah.
So
maybe
they're fitting one word into another word, but
which is most jokes, as far as
without,
I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you, you're sort of tapped into the scene and you're in Virginia and you know what that's a reference to, let us know. Baltimore. March 21st to 23rd, 2025 at the Western Harbor Castle in Toronto. Is that the castle that's in Scott Pilgrim? No, it wouldn't be.
Is it?
I don't know. No, it couldn't be. That's probably not it. Anyway, this is the Fernal Equinox 2025.
Oh, that's great. That's
really good.
Really, really
that's
good.
That's fucking fantastic. The Hilton Los Angeles Airport, again at the airport, March 28th to the 30th, Golden State Fur Con.
Fly in, fly out, you know?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, fur out.
Have you got events, Ben, or are you just listing these? Like what events happen at Golden State Fur Con, you know?
I mean, it's all the same, right? Meet and greet.
Is it just meet and greet? Fucking yeah. Suck. You got your meet and greet, you fucking suck.
It's meet spelled with an A, yeah.
Meet and greet until 8 p.m. and then it's fucking suck from 8 p.m. onwards.
For 4 days, and that's it.
That's
fucking
right.
Suck till late. Yeah.
Everyone's like eyeing the clock at like 7:57, be like, fucking come on.
Fucking, I've already meet and greeted.
I've met and greet everyone at this point.
It's that image of Lenny in the bar with the sun reaching the line, except the line just says not time.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I've gone to the website. Sorry to detract from your intro, Ben.
Are you?
Golden State FurCon. And I've gone to the events. One said dance battle.
Yes.
So I clicked on dance battle and it says, this event is labeled as a PG-13 event and may get a bit spicy at times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because dancing is kind of, it's very sensual. It's very in the body.
Yeah. Hey, are those two doggering?
Don't like that.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I understand what you've combined. It's cool. Very unpleasant.
Thank you.
This is from March 28th so to 30th.
Totally thrown by that image of furries.
A guy on a ladder in a fursuit getting ready to jump.
Oh, doing it hard enough to like throw up in the suit from how sweaty you are. God damn. Like, I could, surely, like dancing in one of them.
That'd be awful, right? I got a hard enough time
dancing in clothes, you know?
I think the really high-end ones have ventilation systems in them.
They're probably like fan-cooled.
Like the real deal.
Liquid-cooled.
So this is happening on the same weekend as Golden State FurCon. This is in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Well, actually, sorry, it's at Ypsilanti, Michigan, at the Ann Arbor Marriott Ypsilanti. This is Motor City FurryCon 2025. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Blue collar, probably. You know, industrial city, industrial music, probably. This one's April 4th to 6th. It is the Crown Plaza Surfers Paradise.
Oh.
It is Furry Down Under 2025.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. Oh, it's Surfers Paradise.
Any koala fursuits, you reckon? Any...
I wonder.
It's got to give you some protection against being glassed.
That's true. Yeah.
Yep.
Which is your most primary concern.
And you get to have a thematically relevant excuse for having chlamydia.
Rolling back to...
Christ. Oh, we're going backwards?
Motor City.
This is such a long list.
statistically, at least one of the demons from It Follows has to be in...
Really? So it's like one movie per month for you.
Yeah, I rewatched like two-thirds of They Came Together, but there's not enough... Well, perhaps there's too much in that movie to focus on one bit.
Yeah. That's a really good movie, though.
It is a great movie.
No anchoring kind of... You
Lucy, you would love it.
Lucy, so you'd
love
it.
It's so good. They Came Together.
They Came Together.
So it's Paul Rudd.
Amy Poehler.
Amy Poehler. And then the city of New York kind of plays a main character as well.
Oh, Jesus.
Jason Mantzoukas. Got a really good Jason Mantzoukas.
Oh,
like the whole wet, hot American summer. David Wayne crew.
Michael Showalter. Unfortunately, Michael Ian Black, but you can kind of deal with that for a bit.
Man, this guy's seen movies. He knows about movies.
April 10th to 13th, 2025, the Holiday Inn Portland by the Bay. That is Portland, Maine, not Portland, Oregon.
Thank you for clarifying. I won't buy the wrong plane ticket.
Furcation Land, 2025.
Furcation, do you say?
Furcation Land.
Okay.
Yes. April 10th to 13th, same weekend. Again, there's a lot of clashes in this calendar. It's going to be tough. At least this isn't on the same coast, I guess. This is at the Sheraton Dallas Hotel, Dallas, Texas. Texas Furry Fiesta 2025. Bet that pops off.
Are you picturing like, I'm picturing like cowboy furries. I'm picturing like there's different furries in Texas.
Longhorns.
Right? There's longhorns.
Yeah. Everything's bigger in Texas, including the fursuits.
Mm-hmm. Knots. Gigantic.
Oh, stop. Talking about nuts.
Do they have? No, I'm not gonna. No, just sorry.
Bulls,
bull
dicks. Well, they're coming right off the bottom of them, aren't they? Look at that. Where are bull dicks? Where are bull
the pizzle
dicks?
Yeah. You talking about the pizzle?
Where the pizzle?
The what?
You're the pizzle.
Sort of up their stomach a bit, right?
We're all googling bull pizzle. Oh, no, that's gonna be like sticks.
Just why do we have to make everything so vulgar all the time? I'm really tired.
Why are we gonna do that? So gross.
April 11th to 13th, again, same weekend. This one is the Fall Creek Falls State Park Newton Ford Bunk Group Lodge.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of words. This is in Pikeville, Tennessee. That is the Woods Flock 2025. I don't know if that's a... What do they call... It's Scalies for lizards. What's the one for birds?
Oh, they've got a name, right? There's some listeners getting so mad right now.
Mm. Oh, they're called avians. Oh. It's not really like a joke or
it's
anything.
It's kind of boring.
There.
Someone's screaming at their Bluetooth speaker in a very muffled voice.
Aviants.
This one, the following weekend, April 17th to 20th at Alexis Park Resort, Las Vegas, Nevada, Las Vegas FurCon 2025.
Mm-hmm.
That definitely goes crazy. It's Vegas.
Yeah.
What happens in Vegas, this is the thing, stays in Vegas, except for all the stuff that ruins people's lives, and then it kind of comes out of Vegas, you know?
Yes. Same weekend, the Hilton Columbus Downtown, Columbus, Ohio.
So you'll have to choose. You'll have to choose between the two.
Anthro, Ohio, 2025.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's really
right.
That's good.
Pretty good.
That's
solid. Yeah. That's nice.
This next one is, again, the same weekend, except it appears to continue into midweek. Which is bold. This appears to be sort of like a Friday to Tuesday situation.
Ooh.
It is at the Novotel Lyon Braun Eurexpo, which is in Braun, France.
Oh, it's probably like public holidays. I bet they got more than we do.
Oh, they probably got 20 public holidays there, because otherwise they flip cars.
Hey, four-day weekend. What are we going to do?
We should do that.
We should be flipping cars.
We should be flipping cars.
This one is called Fauntastic 2025.
Okay.
Pretty good.
All right. But a little prescriptive for my taste.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to be a faun. I'm going to be an anthro dragon.
I go fuck one, but I'm not going to dress as one.
Can you? Sorry, no, nah, sorry.
I love just your pulling straight out of that one. So this is only 3 days later, and relatively close by. So you could probably make like a week of it and keep the party going. This is from April 25th to 28th at Castel de Burcht in Barlo, Netherlands.
Like no sleep for this person. Just imaginary furry.
Furry weekend, Holland 2025. You can have 3 days of downtime, and then you're back at it. Meet and greet.
Why wouldn't you be?
Fucking suck.
Keep the party going. Meet and greet. Fucking suck. Meet and greet again. Fucking suck again.
Rest and relaxation.
Yes.
2 days. Meet and greet. Fucking suck.
Do you think it's like comedy festival season in Australia, where there's like a rash of
it's a circuit
festivals, and you just, you know,
you go around, you travel around.
Yeah, and if you got the money, if you got that Taylor Swift fan money, you continue on to Europe and you follow all them around, you know?
Okay, well, how about this as a plan?
Yeah.
Okay, so April 18th, you go meet and greet fucking suck, meet and greet fucking suck, meet and greet fucking suck, meet and greet fucking suck. That gets you to the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
3 days rest and relaxation. Meet and greet fucking suck, meet and greet fucking suck, meet and greet fucking suck. That gets you to the 28th. You have 3 days of rest and relaxation. And then you go to the Rafael Hoteles Atocha in Madrid, Spain for 4 days of meet and greet fucking suck at EBOCon 2025.
Beautiful Madrid?
In Madrid?
In Madrid?
In Ferres, España? Oh my God, imagine. Unless you're in America, and then maybe May 2nd to 4th, you go to the Doubletree Suites by Hilton in Mount Laurel Township, New Jersey for Forget About It 2025.
Nah, don't. Yeah. Wait, did you say that's in New Jersey?
That's in New Jersey. Forget about it.
Wonderful.
Take it easy.
Hey.
That's fucking amazing.
That's really good, actually.
Forget about it. Hey, you got to forget about it. You have a couple of pies.
New Jersey furries.
You yiff a couple of guys. You have a couple of pies.
Hey, I'm yiffing here.
Oh. Woo. And then, okay, this is actually going to be pretty tough because May 2nd to 4th.
20 minutes in now.
What? No. Oh, shit. That's no good.
Theo, that's not true. We were talking for a few minutes before we started.
It could only be 16, maybe. What about the Hyatt Regency in New Brunswick, New Jersey, for Golden State Fur the Weekend 2020? Oh, Garden State Fur the Weekend 2025. There's two competing New Jersey fur cons on at the same time.
You know they've got a rift.
Oh, my God.
They start off as one furry con.
Yeah.
They split.
There was a schism. A schism? Schism.
Yeah, you couldn't agree on which version of Smash to play.
Maybe, though, you're in sort of more in the Midwest on that weekend, because also May 2nd to 4th at Wildcat Mountain State Park in Ontario, Wisconsin.
Very on brand.
Not the one in Canada.
Fantastic. I love it when the location is animal-based.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a smart move. They're doing It's Rough Out. That's R-U-F 2025.
Oh, is this like an outdoor?
Maybe
like
they're
camping?
Roughing it.
They should rough it. You want to be a furry, but you don't want to live outdoors.
Yeah.
You just want to have the dog sex, but not live the dog life.
You don't want to run with the dogs. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so you want to reap, but not sow.
Yeah.
Does your dog live outside or inside, Lucy?
Oh, he's inside. He died for 4 hours.
Horrible.
He's like a canary. He can't live in the wild.
Yeah, he can't live out there. He's allergic to everything.
It's getting in his folds. Get him back inside.
I might only give you like highlights from the rest of the list because I'm so looking at the runtime. How fucking longer could the list
possibly be?
So long.
Yeah, you don't have to do the whole list as well. That's just a rod you made for yourself.
Well,
yeah,
we're still in the intro right now.
If only we knew who put the list on, in here. Yeah.
So I'm just imagining Winston sniffing a flower and then just exploding immediately.
Yeah, basically. He ate something in the garden. He's been coughing for like 3 days because of it. I have to keep giving him like honey on a teaspoon to make him feel better. It's a fucking asshole. Probably ate a snail again.
Maybe he's trying to kill himself.
I thought he died the other day. He coughed and then he rolled over like onto his back like a bug. And I was like shaking him. I was like, Winston.
Oh, no. Come on.
What an awful creature.
He's awful. He did it to stress me out.
Yeah, he hates being alive the whole time.
Yeah.
My cat has reached the age where, like, every now and then I look at her for, like, 10 seconds and I'm like, no, she's alive.
Yeah. Sometimes I just go and, like, shake Winston. Or just, like, hold my hand to see if he's breathing.
Just to check. Put a little mirror under his nose.
Yeah.
May 8th to 11th, this is the Hotel Metz Technopole in Metz, France, Le Furfurou 2025.
Ooh, ooh la la.
Yeah. Which is going to be tough because happening on the same weekend at the Boutique Hotels 3 in Lodz, Poland, is Furpile 2025.
Fur pile.
No, I don't. You could
pick the French goodness. One every time.
Like a shag pile.
I know we have some beautiful Polish
pile
listeners,
rug,
but
yeah.
I'm going to the French one for sure. Because you know what? At the end of the day, let's cut the shit. They're fucking nastier in France.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the music's better in Poland.
Oh, a Polish underground techno?
Yeah.
At Fur Pile 2025?
Yeah.
You're hearing beats you can't even understand. You think it's bad, but then the more you listen to it, you're like, oh, shit, this might be the new thing.
Yeah, this is bad on a reason.
Yeah.
Bad on a reason?
Bad on a reason.
Bad on a reason.
Plus, I'm going to fucking suck a guy in a fursuit later, and I'm going to be in a fursuit. I don't even know how to pick the highlights here. Oh, maybe this one, May 24th to 26th, 2025. This is happening at the USS Hornet Sea, Air, and Space Museum in Alameda, California.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm. Galactic Camp 2025. I think it might be a furry space camp.
Furry space camp.
They should go to space. They deserve it.
Yes.
Yeah,
I bet.
Like Leica.
Yeah, plus, they're qualified as well.
Do you think they got to put another suit on over the fursuit?
Yes.
No.
An astronaut.
They're building the technology into... There's no
room
for two.
They've got a specific astronaut fursuit.
Have you guys seen
how
we got those guys stuck on the ISS now for like 9 months past when they were supposed to leave?
Yeah, why is that?
Because of Joe Biden or whatever.
Yeah, I think Bidenomics kind
of fucked
them.
Yeah, because of like woke. They don't want to come back to Earth.
Yeah, but Elon is going to deorbit it if he has his way.
Yeah.
This
which will
year.
Solve their problem once and for all.
Yeah.
What about June 5th to 8th, 2025? This is at the Lake Michigan Recreation Area in Free Soil, Michigan.
Free Soil?
I bet there's going to be a couple of people there free soiling themselves.
Yeah.
Take my trailer.
Bring a bucket.
This is Fur Camp Michigan 2025. That sounds pretty good again. Outdoors. Get out there.
Yeah.
Do some outdoorsy shit and then, you know.
Yeah.
Climb into someone's tent later.
Claw a tree.
This one, June 14th to 15th, 2025. This is in Singapore, Little Island Furcon 2025.
Okay.
Yeah. No one got any gags about the Singaporean?
I wouldn't dare.
No, probably not. I don't think so.
Quite interesting. Yeah.
Kind of surprised they've got one, if I'm being perfectly honest.
Good on them.
There's furries everywhere, right?
Yes.
You never know.
Yeah, there has never been a time without furries.
Correct.
I think there was. Am I naive?
I think you are tremendously naive about this stuff.
Oh.
Like back,
they've been furry presidents.
No, I'm thinking back when there were Vikings. And they'd like, back when there were Vikings and they would like, you know, make a headdress out of a wolf. Like
you think that's
fairy
behavior? I don't know.
No, I'm saying that for like, you know, 19 of the 20 berserkers, they were all like, yeah. And the 20th one put it on and was like, ooh.
Oh.
Like,
ooh, I'm a puppy.
Oh, ooh.
Ooh.
Do you guys remember when, you know how we're like old enough that there was a time when like gay people were like controversial? Yeah. And Henry Rollins really bravely came out with like a good soundbite of him saying that it's normal to be gay. Yeah. He's like, which I'm saying that more as a criticism of the time than a criticism of Henry Rollins. Yep. But like where he's like, they were gay samurai. It's so dope. That's awesome. If I was going to pick one example of proving that gay people are normal,
samurai.
Gay samurai, dude.
And
fuck
what would
yeah.
that sound like?
Oh, what would that look like? I'm picturing it right now. Oh. I don't think we need to do this list anymore. You know what? I'm ejecting myself from the intro.
27 minutes.
Yeah, we've been doing this for so fucking long. This is Lucy, Andrew, and Theo, and yeah. I think that completes the intro. Hey,
yeah,
some of those.
I'm Andrew. Hi.
Yeah. It doesn't really fucking matter because everyone will know which one Lucy is, and then we'll get the rest of the three of us confused.
Everyone gets you guys confused, which I don't understand. Say that you guys sound the same. That's not true.
It's so
true.
I sound so beautiful and unique, and yeah, I get it. Andrew and Theo sound basically the same, but like...
I just think you spend 600 or 700 hours talking to someone, and it's easy to tell their voice.
Yeah, like close my eyes, probably like 2 times out of 3, I can tell who's talking.
Yes, and then when you open your eyes, probably about the same success rate. Hey, some of those Furcons had pretty crazy names. There's another segment where we explore crazy names. It's the Great American Hall of Name.
It's the Great American Hall of Name.
Oh, we're doing this one all the way stupid, huh?
Man, this is going to be one of the most content-free episodes we have ever done. Be like that cruise ship meme episode.
Just to close out Freemium February too. This is the last one to convince you to give us money.
You can miss out on episodes like this.
Money, except please. It takes a really long time to put the Great American Hall of Name together.
It's like my whole fucking afternoon.
Yeah.
Hours. I got this from the American Bridge Association's website from a plain text but comma separated values list that I had to put into Excel myself that was called like people.txt.
Yes.
And just as a fun quirk of this one. So you know the bridge is kind of like an old person's kind of thing.
A bridge.
Bridge.
You know, bridge the game.
Bridge the game. Yeah.
Bridges. The great equalizer. Bridges. We've all driven over bridges.
I'm still driving over bridges.
I've never played bridge. I don't know what it is.
I don't understand.
Feels very 70s swingery.
Bridge is like 500, right? It's get the cards, you get the...
Someone's east or north or something. There's cardinal directions involved somehow.
Which is kind of like hearts.
I don't really know.
Sort of like Bulletro.
Boring. It's you can just pick up a PlayStation now. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
they got Bulletro there on the Nintendo Switch.
You could be playing...
Are you guys... Is this a bit?
He's the only person that says it that way, but we are all playing
except for the games. Okay.
Except for the guy who made it. Yeah,
except for the guy that made it.
You and that one.
But he thinks that's how it's said.
Well, because it's an old Roman word for a jester.
Yeah. Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, huh?
So a quirk of the fact that bridge is like mostly for old people meant that every time I did a little Google search to check that it wasn't just like someone flubbed some data entry, the result was the obituary for that person. bit grim. Here we go. So this is mostly this. I'm taking a bit of a different tack with this one. I think this is just a celebration of the sort of names that only old people have. Here we go. Mm. Bessie Heggs.
Yeah.
Bessie Gudger. Bette Bast.
Bette Bast? Like short for Betty, surely.
Yeah, like Bette Midler, Bette.
Yeah.
That same style.
Betty Baster.
Beryl Battle.
Dope. That is a Pokemon gym trainer name.
Yes, 100%.
In Beryl City?
Brenda Braceful. Bernestine Buck. Ernestine with a B. Beautiful. Harold Minus the Third.
No third at all.
Albert Alias. Impossible to know what his real name was.
This guy's on the lam for murder.
No record
of
him.
You just got to put your name down there on the sign in sheet.
Albert Alias.
My name is Pseudonym Alias.
John Penname.
Algeria stamps.
Algeria?
Algeria.
Algeria stamps.
Novella page.
Did you say novella page?
Novella page.
Novella.
Dorothy Smorto. Taft Barkley.
Beautiful.
That's nice.
Lovely. Yeah. That's, we don't have guys named Taft anymore.
For real. Mildred Crump. Dorothy Crippens.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Jean Schnose. That is S-C-H-N-O-S-E. Ionia Bean.
Oh.
Mrs. Bean?
Mrs. Bean.
That's what you say when you get caught shoplifting from the vegetable
bean.
Section.
Yeah.
Ionia Bean.
Ionia Bean.
Dave Bort. B-O-R-T.
Beautiful.
Classic. Oh.
Vivian D. Raspberry. It's delightful.
You don't get it anymore, but the single initial middle name.
Oh, it's punch nice. Up, isn't it?
It's it's a combo multiplier for the names,
yeah,
I reckon.
It really ties the name together.
It does.
Laws Nickens Jr.
And Jr. We've got to get more juniors out.
Laws.
Yeah. Laws, yeah. Conklin Bray.
Conklin Bray.
And we're only laughing at these people if they're not of a different ethnicity to us.
Well, they're bridge players.
I'm not laughing.
Can we have a serious heart-to-heart?
Yeah. Quick huddle.
Let's cut the shit.
Let's take our walls down.
Turns out elderly people that are perhaps African-American really like playing bridge sometimes, it turns out.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is a segment where we have traditionally stuck to very white-looking people's names because it avoids any sort of any suggestion that we're laughing at a sort of a cultural element of the African-American experience. So what I am trying to do is just, we're divorcing it from the context of names being strange. It's just the sounds.
We're just rolling sounds. Syllables around on your ear tongue.
Gadsden Tarleton.
Beautiful. Oh,
that is a hat stamping name.
Jessup Doddy. LaBlanche Trail. These are all good cowboy names.
LaBlanche, I like it.
LaBlanche.
LaBlanche Trail?
Perhaps LaBlanche?
LaBlanche
Trail.
Bailey Leftwich. Fenton Gilmer.
So many of these names where I'm imagining working in customer service and you say, and what's that name under?
Just so I can write it on
That'll
the cup.
That'll be for Fenton.
What
Fenton?
Name is that under?
Fenton. F-E-Pinton.
Yeah, so many of them that would make you go,
LaBlanche? LaBlanche,
did you say?
Vidal Ham. Magnolia Patron. Now,
old people names are great.
They might be of a Hispanic descent, perhaps Latin American, maybe.
Like
Magnolia Patron. Yeah, maybe.
Or
maybe
they might be lining up to see 1999's greatest drama epic.
Oh, they're a patron at the cinema to see Magnolia.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'm with you there. Right. Velvet Jones.
Oh, yes.
Velvet Jones.
Beautiful. Imagine what would be possible for you if your name was Velvet Jones.
Oh, the world's your
imagine
oyster.
Imagine a different the world life you would have. You'd be a different man, like the film A Different Man.
Yes. Yeah. That's Lucy's one movie that she's seen in the last month.
it's the stage name that you take on when you start like performing for like a soul music cover band.
Yeah, and you play a little bridge on the side.
Yeah. Well, you know how sometimes, Andrew, when you get you take a chance on like a weird funk album you've found in like the funk section of a record store, and you look at the back to suss out whether it's good, and it's like a 12-piece funk band. And there's one white guy.
Yep.
That's Velvet Jones.
That's Velvet Jones.
Velvet Jones.
Yeah. He's holding the whole band together. Thank you, Velvet Jones.
He's in the pocket.
He's
the bass player. You know?
That's Velvet Jones, baby. Violet Payne.
Sad.
That sounds like what would have been like my MySpace name in 2006.
Yeah. A little upside down flower emoji in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wilted rose.
Yeah.
Ruby War.
Like A-U-G-H?
No, W-A-R.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Ruby Theophile.
No.
No.
No. No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pearl Smoot. Now, I could be wrong. It could be pronounced Pearl Smoot.
I don't Pearl know which Smoot. One's worse. Pearl Smoot.
Yeah, Pearl Smoot.
Nah, let's Pearl not.
Pearl Smoot.
Yeah, that's a...
And if you're from a different country that's not Australia...
You wouldn't get it.
They're probably saying it in England, I'll say that much.
Pick up a book of People magazine.
Read a book. Get out of your house. Explore. Get a passport.
Get an Australian visa. Yep.
Also, good luck trying to look up the slang that we're saying, because you're not going to know how to spell it.
No, you got no idea.
Not going to know how to spell it.
Yeah.
Not going to know what Urban Dictionary entry to look for.
Yeah.
You look at a mut with a U with an umlaut over it.
What did they say? Mut?
Moot.
Brother, you over-egged that mut.
What did they say on Boonta Vista?
I have one more here for you. Nice and clean. Good, clean, fun. Willy Pleasant.
Oh,
yes. It can be.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Sure. With the right plot.
Hey, if you listen to this episode hoping to hear a bunch of wacky news stories, the result that you got would maybe be the one thing that you didn't want to happen. It's time for This Is The One Thing We Didn't Want To Happen.
This is the one thing we didn't want to happen.
This comes to us from WHTM in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania man denied $57,000 casino jackpot.
Bro, that's mine. I won it at the casino.
Yeah.
It's my jackpot.
The thing went ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. And I've got a cup here.
All the lights and stuff were.
Just scooping up all the coins. So I'd like that, please. A Pennsylvania man hit a once-in-a-lifetime jackpot but was denied being able to collect it. Pennsylvania State Police say on February 15th around 4 p.m., a Philadelphia man was on the gaming floor at Parks Casino in Bensalem when he won a $57,007 jackpot. Probably just neatly nip off that 7 cents, I reckon.
Yeah.
Just for clarity.
You know
just
you
keep
can keep
clean.
It. You can keep it.
Give that to the change. Attendant.
Yes. Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
This is for you.
Something for you.
However, state police say the 46-year-old had, quote, self-excluded himself for life from playing casino games in Pennsylvania.
Uh-oh.
Oh, like he banned himself.
Like he banned himself.
Well, it obviously didn't work because he was fucking playing. He was on the poke.
Casino. Apparently they'll take his money.
So angry at past me at this point. I'm the guy from that meme who's been like digging and digging and digging and he walks away right before the diamonds.
Yeah.
You know what? I think... A news story like this is a very fraught, complex issue, and it requires a bunch of really sensitive, thoughtful, nuanced people to discuss it in terms that do it justice.
Yes. Yeah.
This guy is
Who's
self-
that?
Do you know anyone?
Let's palm it off onto someone else. So he self-excluded himself.
Yes.
So because
clearly
he's wearing the shirt that says, no matter what I say, don't let me play the
don't,
place.
Don't let me gamble.
Don't let me hit the slots.
Yeah.
Keep me away from the one-armed bandit.
No more chilies, you know?
And he's gone back knowing that he can't get payouts because he's banned himself for life. And then
surely he can get payouts, but like at the point that they ask for a name or ID or something, then he gets denied.
Yeah.
He's been under a nom de plume the whole time.
And then they say, "Hey buddy. Oh, I just looked you up and
Ooh.
Yeah, we get to keep this. Sorry, but we're helping you.
Yeah.
Do they keep the money that he put in the
they're taking his money. This is the problem. They're taking all his money. Yeah.
Are they still taking his money? Because that's fucked up.
That would seem like the exact opposite of the purpose of the self-exclusion.
Yeah. What, he can only lose money, but he can't gain money?
Yeah, that seems pretty
Because I assume
up.
he only self-excluded because he was losing so much money.
Yeah
and if you're winning.
Because he was on a bad roll.
Yeah. Oh, that's fucked up. Pennsylvania's self-exclusion list allows individuals affected by problem gambling to remove themselves from the ability to place bets.
All right.
Okay.
Good
so,
thing to have.
Well, he put himself on the list, but then he was in there?
Well, because he wants to gamble.
But he was doing it. Which means, like, it didn't really exclude him from doing that, which means your system kind of doesn't, like, work at all.
You know how I'm solving this problem? If this were to happen to me, the one thing that I didn't want to happen, I am immediately figuring out how to promise a great deal of money to a reputable psychologist in my area so that he gives me a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde type diagnosis. It was Dr. Jekyll who put me on the no gamble list.
Yep.
But Mr. Hyde, he likes it.
You say that your plan is to say that the good part of my personality that has all of my virtues got me excluded, but now I'm the evil one and I'm speaking.
I guess I'm just saying I think the doctor's more likely to put me on the list.
I think you should shop around and for like a psychologist that's going to diagnose you with the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde disease.
Yes. Who's going to say, no. He not only was he not in his right mind when he put himself on the list, he wasn't even in his mind.
That was
Mr. Hyde. Thanks, Ben.
The record will show that I actually took the substance and then a younger, sexier me popped out and then ran down to the slots.
I think gambling's bad because they're a zoomer, you know.
Yeah.
Boring.
I don't know if this is a...
Yeah, man. What's up?
We're joking. No, we're joking. We're joking.
Gambling's bad.
Purely evil.
Hey, we are well and truly aware of the evils of pokies here in Australia. We got it. You guys think you got pokies?
Oh, yeah. You got no idea.
You got no fucking idea. Those on the list will voluntarily bar themselves from casinos, internet-based gambling, video gaming terminals, and fantasy sports wagering. Self-imposed bans can be either a set period of time or the player's lifetime.
Yeah.
The man was cited for trespassing at the casino. So you didn't enforce the policy at all. You let him go in. You let him spend a bunch of money.
He can't have his money.
He went, oh, no.
He should burn it down.
Burn that fucking casino.
If you're listening.
Yeah. Blow up the pokies.
Blow up. The pokies.
Yes. Blast the bloody pokies.
They're taking Theo, the food off the table. Show
Theo,
them.
My favorite,
show them.
My favorite slot machine related like factoid for Australia is that Australia has more poker machines per person than any country in the world.
Yes.
Oh, no, it does say excluding casino tourism destinations like Macau. So we're not counting Macau and Monaco. But that's because
they're
like,
the worst after that.
Yes. We have we have one poker machine for every 114 people.
That's really bad.
So many.
I agree, it's fucked. I might have to line up for a poker machine sometimes.
Hey, this sounds like the sort of thing that could only happen in America, but sometimes something sort of kind of almost similar happens in France. It's time for France Watch. This comes to us from the BBC. Man offers to split winnings after thieves hit jackpot with his credit card.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a story.
Yeah.
That's a bold...
Well, you'll see offer. Actually there's a pretty good reason for making this play. Okay. A Frenchman has appealed to two thieves who used his stolen credit card to purchase a jackpot-winning scratch card to come forward, promising to split the €500,000 prize with them.
That's smart. Cunning Frenchman.
Introducing himself as Jean-David E., the man told RTL Radio that since the money would otherwise be seized by the authorities, he is looking to strike a deal with them. This is like a perfect
risk mitigation strategy for them. He gets $250,000. They get $250,000.
Yeah.
It's win-win. Perfect. Everybody has a great day.
Win-win.
Quote, without me, they would not have won, but without them, I would not have bought this ticket. I want to offer them to share the winnings, the Toulouse resident said.
50-50, brother.
True. Yeah.
That's a lot of sausages.
No one has so far come forward with a winning ticket, which has been blocked by France's national lottery operator, Français du Jeu, according to Jean David. Jean David discovered that his backpack containing his wallet had been stolen from his car parked in central Toulouse on the 3rd of February. After calling his bank to block his credit card, he discovered that 52 euro 50, what do they call, is it a euro cent?
I think it's a cent.
Yeah. Had been spent via a contactless payment at Tabac de Termes, a nearby corner shop. Jean David went to the shop to see if the staff had seen anything suspicious or if any of his belongings had been abandoned at the shop.
Hang on, slow down. That is a nearby tobacco shop, surely.
I think it's just like a convenience store. I think
They call them tobacco shops. It's the only place you can buy bus tickets too.
Oh, weird. Yeah. That's France, baby.
Picking up some spokes.
Is that these rolls?
Quote, my client spoke to the cashier and discovered that two men who appeared to be homeless used his credit card to purchase cigarettes and several scratch cards, Jean David's lawyer, Pierre Debusson, told the BBC.
Average Frenchman.
I love the French.
The two men told the cashier that they had won the 500,000 euro jackpot on one of the cards and they were planning on going to FDJ to claim their winnings. The cashier found the two men's behavior suspicious as they were unable to enter the PIN number on one of the cards they attempted to make the purchase with, according to Jean David. After his conversation with the cashier, Jean David contacted the local police, who in turn reached out to the FDJ to alert the games company. The police are now likely to seize the winnings, and should the thieves approach the FDJ themselves, they are likely to be arrested, according to Jean David. So he can't claim the lotto winnings because he doesn't have them, but they can't claim the lotto winnings because they stole the card.
They're at an impasse.
We're at an impasse unless cooperation.
This is a great idea, actually.
It's fucking genius. This is like kind of like the prisoner's dilemma, except...
But he solved it.
He solved it with like a really neat, perfect solution that works for everyone.
They should make this guy president.
Well, I guess like the only thing is... He kind of can't lose at this stage, regardless of what happens. No. He was never going to have 500,000 euros. Yeah. So, like, if it doesn't pan out, he's at square one. He's down 50 euro because some guys stole his wallet. Whereas for these guys, if he is duplicitous, if he's not an honest man and he doesn't pardon them or refuse to press charges, they could still go in the slammer because they've done the right thing and been like, you know what? This guy makes a good argument. Je agree.
It's a lesson in trust. Do you trust this man?
Yes.
Would you trust a Frenchman?
Yeah.
Fuck. No.
No.
I mean, that's my gut reaction.
No,
absolutely
not. God, no.
This guy wants 500,000 euros because then that kind of gives him, it's like a prisoner's dilemma except only one side can fuck the other one over, really.
Yeah. Mm. If the prisoner's dilemma involved the guard.
It's kind of a power imbalance here.
Yeah. Yeah, these guys should have something to put them on even footing.
They should bring a gun to the meeting.
How do you form a bond of trust in France?
They should kidnap his son.
Yeah.
They should start dating his daughter.
And then kidnap his son.
Yes. And then that way the balance is maintained.
The balance is maintained. They've got some collateral. With the movie Collateral.
Scratch card winners have 30 days from the date of purchase to claim their winnings. And for Jean David and his unlikely collaborators, the deadline is fast approaching. His lawyer, Mr. Debusson, proposed an amnesty.
I want to say unlikely collaborators about French guys. Don't. Let's not.
My client was very happy to have his credit card stolen in these circumstances, and so is not looking to prosecute.
He understands the irony.
Yeah. Life is kind of like that sometimes. Hidden blessings.
That's kind of a beautiful story. It could be a hidden blessing.
Can you imagine how much you would be best friends with these fucking guys if, like, because of them you got 250,000 euros and...
And now they don't have to do crimes. Yeah. They don't have to steal anybody else's credit card because they got 250,000 euros.
Yep. Yeah. Quote, this is also a miraculous opportunity for these two men to build a new life for themselves. Don't be patronizing. Don't fucking talk down to
them
like that.
You don't know them. You don't know these guys.
You don't know their story at all. Fuck off. You know what? Fuck you.
Yeah,
they don't even want the money.
Take your dirty money.
Quote, unless they contact my lawyer, the ticket is unusable. So why not settle amicably and do 50-50, 40-year-old Jean David told RTL. This is so good. Life can be so perfect sometimes.
Yeah. What a lovely story. I hope it works out.
Yeah, me too. Quote, For that amount of money, I'm ready to come to an agreement, he added, explaining that he would use his share of his winnings, 250,000 euros, to help pay off his mortgage. The FDJ and Toulouse police have been approached for comment. What are they going to say? Yeah, we're going to
We're not going to arrest you. Yeah, yeah, they're 100% going to arrest these guys. Anyway. Yeah,
they're going to arrest them, aren't they? There's got to be like a good way that they can do this, like some sort of double dead drop situation. Like they dead drop the lottery ticket, but they need some sort of leverage to guarantee the money is dead dropped to them somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're telling me a Frenchman given two lots of 250,000 is going to give the other one of the lots of 250,000 away?
Theo, have you ever seen
Why not?
It's like a video clip for an uncle song, I think, where the guy wakes up and he has a bomb wired to his heart.
Are you thinking of the movie Crash?
No, I'm thinking of the video clip to a
Crank?
Uncle
Crank?
Song.
Sorry, no, Crank?
Uncle, and it's with a K because they're kind of weird.
It is
like
an uncle.
That.
No, I know Rabbit in your Headlights.
Oh, that's a good one. I think it's Burn My Tomorrows or something. It doesn't matter. They should do Tom it to York. This guy, to Jean David, wire a bomb to his heart.
Yes.
And if he doesn't leave the money under the appointed park bench in a briefcase with no cops around, bam.
Blow him up.
Yeah. They just explode his fucking heart.
Yeah, or like the movie Crank or Crank 2.
Mm. Yeah, probably. To be suspicious when someone is promising you that they won't have you arrested and it will cost them 250,000 euros, that's only natural. We talk about natural things in Nature Corner.
Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. Winter is love, Nature Corner, Robert Kraft, sit my dick.
This comes to us from Michigan Public Radio. Parasitic sea lamprey numbers increased due to COVID pandemic.
Oh, that's nice.
Is that good?
Do you guys know what a parasitic lamprey is?
Are they the little fellas that like...
Yeah, can I get you guys to just Google parasitic lamprey. Parasitic lamprey.
Oh.
Yeah. Is that maybe like the worst fucking thing you've ever seen in your entire life?
Okay. All right.
It's just got layers. It's given me like the trypophobia thing.
If you got that trypophobia, whatever it is, don't Google parasitic lamprey.
It's like a fucked up fleshlight.
So many teeth.
The fleshlight that takes your blood. Yeah. So they're kind of like they're like a sea leech, except they've got mondo fucking teeth.
Yeah, and they're also a fish.
Well, yeah,
so there is such a fish, the thing is a fish, and this is one of them.
You are having a second crack in a week at that joke.
I will have as many as it takes.
Yeah, so these guys are like fucking horrible.
That's too many teeth.
Just looking at the mouth is so unpleasant. And like, you know, when you look at the leech, you're like, well, at least it's kind of small. Yeah. These guys can get like kind of big. Like if you scroll down long enough
in
those Google image results,
on some fish.
Or you see the results of what they do to fish when they pull them off, they just carve out like a thumb-sized hole from you to take all of your life essence or whatever. I'm not a biologist.
They shouldn't be doing that.
Well, here's a question, Ben. Don't they have a right to live?
Yes.
No.
Aren't they part of
the beautiful
majesty of nature?
I guess not. Well, at least he says no. So.
No, put them to the sword.
The number of parasitic sea lamprey in the Great Lakes is up because of COVID reduced control efforts. This one's getting flagged again.
COVID. What if we say COVID real a bunch of times?
During the COVID pandemic, the crews that worked to suppress the fish killing sea lamprey were not able to do as much work for a couple of years. Which is like true of like a lot of jobs, but like most of them, it kind of didn't matter. Oh, you know, it was kind of barely working for a couple of years because of COVID. Okay, what does your company do? Kind of like nothing?
Yeah.
Kind of like moves nothing. Money around? That's kind of like
makes missiles.
But what about these fucking
what
guys?
What about killing parasitic sea lamprey? Oh, they're probably not killing them, right?
Are they supposed to? What's the deal?
I think they do just kill them. I think there's just a bunch of guys out there with hammers.
Yeah, or they just whip them against a fence post.
Oh, so they just hate these things. You could imagine whipping that thing against a fence post.
I feel like you'd need one of those like barbecue grill gloves, like something grippy. yeah, hang on to the tail while you're whipping it against a lamppost, you know?
Yeah.
Lamprey, meet a lamppost, I'd say. But he wouldn't really get it, you know?
He might.
Yeah. You know, say that 600 times a day.
last thing before he dies. Not bad. Swamp.
Hey, man, you should see Lamp.
Swap.
Needs a bit of work.
Bit of work. Tiny bit of work. That's because the pandemic forced some hotels to close, required social distancing and other COVID-related barriers to the effort to suppress sea lamprey populations.
So they really want these things to go away.
Well, to the extent that they're like flying specialist lamprey killers to the Great Lakes.
And they can't, because the hotels are
closed. They couldn't put them up in hotels. You couldn't find local lamprey killers?
I don't think there are. I reckon there's just like one roving guy. I think he travels.
Yeah, he's got a really good arm on him.
Yeah.
Looks like Anton Chigurh.
Yes. Sexy, but like untouchable. Like, he's never going to talk to you again.
Like a one hand.
Like the wind. He's kind of like Aragorn.
It's so hard to imagine that he does have like a sexual side to him because he's so sort of inhuman. But part of you was like, he's got to be so physical. He's so in his own body.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw him grab 9 of them by the tail. Yeah. Wham!
You're watching him smack those things against a lamppost.
What if he smacked me against a lamppost? Quote, as a consequence of that, we are now seeing the results of those increased numbers of sea lamprey that have moved from the streams where sea lamprey breed. I call them stream lamprey because that's confusing.
Yeah.
And live their formative years. And
then
moving
there's quite
out
a few people on the sea lamprey diet I was reading on the Wikipedia page.
What does that entail?
Bake them in a pie.
What's that?
Okay. They live their formative years also in those streams, and then they're moving out into the lake where they actually feed on our fish, said Greg Clinchy, the Great Lakes Fishery Commission. He says in some localized areas, the sea lamprey population increased as much as 300%, although the results varied around the Great Lakes.
And is that 3 or 4 times as much? Or 2 times as much?
I think it's fourfold.
Fourfold.
Yeah, there are fourfold as many lampreys as there were previously because of the 300% increase.
Yeah. Say 4 times.
No, it would have to be inclusive, wouldn't it? Because if you said 200% as many, 100% as many would just be the normal amount.
Well, 100% increase, though.
That's true. That's twice as much. You're right. It's 4 times as many lampreys.
4 times as many. It's confusing.
Just say a fourfold increase, Greg Clinchy.
It's a fourfold, yeah.
There might have just been like 8 of them before, though, right? We don't know.
Yeah, now there's 32.
Exactly.
Ah, yeah. 32 lampreys.
32.
The increase in sea lamprey because of reduced suppression efforts did show that control efforts are important to the Great Lakes fisheries. Quote, this is basically the real world result of an experiment we always suspected but never dared to undertake.
Oh, if you, yeah.
And that is to see what happens if we ever stop controlling sea lamprey, Clinchy
said.
This
is like the opposite of when cops threaten to stop enforcing, like stop and search laws or whatever.
Yeah, I don't think they really thought about that because crimes were always going to go down because they're not checking for crimes anymore. So it's going to look good at the numbers sort of regardless. While the sea lamprey is unlikely to ever be eradicated, the Great Lakes Fishery Commission works to keep the population of the parasite limited. Quote, we want to find numbers that allow fish populations to be stable and even to increase, said Clinchy.
Yeah, you can't kill them all, but it's like the opposite of that fable of the starfish on the beach. And the kid runs out and is throwing them all back. So you can't save them all. But
but it's about killing them.
It's a guy
stoving their head in with a pipe.
Absolutely whipping them against land. You can't possibly get the ball. Yeah.
But I got these
but
ones.
I got that one.
Yeah. That's one less fucking lamprey.
So I'm just reading that they use the pheromones from the male lamprey to lure the female ones to kill them.
Oh,
it's the first ever vertebrate pheromone biopesticide.
Just they're wringing them out like a tea towel.
Wait a fucking second! I'm a vertebrate. Uh-oh. They could use that on me.
They could use that on us.
Acting up because of the lamprey pheromone poison.
Easily 1% of the human population is susceptible to it. spray pheromones.
Feeling really horny. I think I'm just going to go to that lake over there.
You guys horny?
Walk guys over horny? That guy standing next to that street lamp.
Looks like he could pick me up.
What's he going to do to me? Is he going to grab me by the feet and swing me around?
I would hate it if he slammed me into a lamppost.
It's just so crazy that no one's talking about like the hidden cost of the COVID measures. Yes, we saved lives, but at what cost?
At what cost?
That's what's getting the episode flagged.
Yeah, this is it. We're fucked now.
Yeah, we're fucked.
Oh, we may as well say all of it. There's COVID in the 5G, Illuminati's controlling everything, Operation Jade Helm, false flag, Sandy Hook.
Yes.
They're making the frogs gay. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast, Bunta Vista. This is the final free episode for freemium free brewery. If you enjoyed having twice as many episodes a week as you otherwise would have, you can have this like all the fucking time.
This could be your whole world.
Sometimes be better than this.
Our podcast could
usually
be your life.
Pretty much like this, though.
This is kind of pretty representative. Energy, really high at the start. Lost it a little bit in the middle. Kind of came back for the lamprey thing a little bit.
It's a lot like having sex with one of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
An hour long.
One of us. And it's up to you to think about.
An hour long. High energy at the start. Kind of lose it in the middle.
Yeah.
We make you laugh a few times. You get back into it. You know?
That's right.
You get a bit silly.
There's nothing wrong
the
with
middle.
Being a little. It doesn't have to be serious. It's not a
I
pantomime.
I disagree.
No. Lucy's putting on that Boys to Men CD and keeping a straight face the whole time.
It's not,
no
it's
jokes
not a time for
sex.
Joking. No.
No. But what if you had like a really good gag that was appropriate to the moment?
Can you get serious
like a really
with it right
good
now?
Bit.
Yeah. I'm doing one of my classic sex bits. Oh, no, just kidding. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you on the free episode and then maybe on another bonus episode. It's like $7.50 Australian or something. $7 Australian, maybe. $5 US, probably £4.50. I don't
it's
know.
Four extra episodes a month.
It's like pretty cheap. Like that's
it's
one.
It's not that bad.
Make your coffee at home.
Cancel Netflix. You don't need it. You're not watching it.
Cancel
You're not
going to
watch anything. There's plenty of stuff on like SBS.
Pirate your shit. Just
pirate
fucking
shit.
Pirate your
Place.
Shit. Except this. For
cancel
so many
Netflix.
People tell us they've been pirating the bonus episodes.
Really?
Well, like five. But it's fine. It's okay. If you're pirating this, we don't care. You probably got your reasons. But
no, it's not okay. Don't tell the whole audience it's okay to pirate the
bonus.
Pirate
it, though. You should buy a sticker from our merch store.
Yeah. Yes.
So that I will have your home address.
Yes.
Lucy has been laughing
to send
at
you a sticker.
Your addresses and
oh,
like showing us the
so
funny
much
ones.
Fun of your addresses. Yep.
Man, I guess it's just because we're like such natural comedians that sometimes even an address can be
That's
funny.
Really, yeah,
we can't
That's
turn
so
it off.
True. Can't turn it off.
Yeah,
it's kind of our gift and our curse.
Yes, you know? To always be on, even during sex.
I know.
Even
during
sex.
Sex.
Dick
yeah.
looks
Is
like
this
a
funny?
Fan.
Are you laughing? Yeah. I'm yelling the whole time,
looking down at my own penis and saying, "Dick look like a fan." Wait a second! I just noticed. Dick look like a fan.
Look like a fan.
Pointing at the guy's balls and saying, what are those?
Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you real soon.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.